Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fujairah Power Systems Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and very warm welcome to Fujairah Power Systems Limited Q1 FY27 post-result earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have management team being represented by Mr. Pavan Kumar Garg, Chairman and Joint JMD, Mr. Yogesh Dua, CEO and JMD, and Mr. Prashant Gupta, CFO. We'll begin the call with the key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we'll open the floor for Q&A session. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, Pavanji.
Thank you. Thank you, Sumantji. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to connect with you and share an update of Fujairah operating and financial performance for the quarter ended with June 26. Let me begin with thanking our customers, channel partners, employees, and shareholders for their continued trust in Fujairah. We have started the new financial year with meaningful progress across the business. During the quarter, we expanded our distribution reach, commissioned new manufacturing capacities, and took further steps towards the increasing of backward integration. Coming to our financial performance, the first quarter saw a significant increase in our scale of operations, revenue from operations growing 125% year-on-year, EBITDA increased by 140% year-on-year, EBITDA margin expanded to 18.9% from 17.7% in Q1 26. The distribution network recorded one of its largest quarterly expansions during the quarter. We added more than 80 distributors, over 1,000 dealers, and more than 30 exclusive showcases. This took a total channel partners network to over 10,100 as of June 26. The wider network gives Fujairah greater access to customers across different markets and supports faster product availability, installation, and after-sales service. This remains particularly important in residential rooftop solar segment, where proximity to customers and dependable service are important factors in purchase decisions. On the manufacturing front, we made significant progress at our Ratlam facility. During the quarter, we commissioned 2 GW solar panel manufacturing facility. With the addition, our total solar panel manufacturing capacity increased to 3.5 GW. Additionally, we also commissioned 2 GW power electronics manufacturing facility at Ratlam in August 26. The facility will manufacture solar inverter, UPS systems, and other related power electronics products. With this addition, Fujairah's total power electronics manufacturing capacity is increased to 4 GW. Furthermore, the 2 GW lithium-ion battery manufacturing capacity at Ratlam is also on track for commissioning by Q2 27. Once completed, Ratlam complex will bring solar panel, power electronics, and batteries under one manufacturing location, further strengthening integration across the company's product portfolio and supporting its growing scale of operations. Alongside our capacity expansion, we are also taking further steps towards backward integration. During the quarter, the company increased its stake in Jio Energy Private Limited and Jio Cables Private Limited from 19% to 50% in each company. Jio Energy is engaged in manufacturing solar module components like aluminium frame, PV ribbon wire, bus bar, and solder wire, while Jio Cables is engaged in manufacturing of solar module components like PV junction box, solar cable, and EVA sheet. These investments complement our existing manufacturing capabilities by extending our presence into components used across the solar and power electronics products. As these business scale, the integration of our components within our value chain can help improve sourcing control and further deepen Fujiyama's integrated manufacturing model. Looking at the broader market, the opportunity for rooftop solar in India remains significant. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, a target of solarizing 1 crore household, is supporting the adoption of grid rooftop solar across the country. At the same time, demand for off-grid and hybrid solutions remain relevant in the regions where grid reliability is a concern. This allows Fujiyama to address both the on-grid and backup-driven requirements through its portfolio of solar panel, inverter, and batteries. Furthermore, we are also closely following the proposed next phase of the scheme, being referred to as PM Surya Ghar 2.0. While the framework is still under discussion and has not been formally notified, the proposed reports include support for the battery storage, incentives linked to actual power generation, and wider access through community solar and other models. If implemented, these measures could further expand the addressable market and increase the relevance of targeted solar and storage solutions. Our cost-effective service network will help us to get more share in the coming scheme. As we move through the year, our focus remains on scaling the recently commissioned capacities and expanding our distribution network. We will also remain focused on service quality and customer relationship as our reach increases. At the same time, increasing backward integration across key components will remain an important part of our manufacturing strategy. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our entire Fujiyama team for their efforts. We remain focused on building Fujiyama as an integrated solar solution company and creating long-term value while contributing India's transition towards clean and reliable energy. Thank you. I will now hand over to our CFO, who will take you through the detailed financials. After that, we will be happy to take your questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Bhavanji. Good afternoon, everyone. I will take you through the financial performance for the quarter ended June 30, 2026. Let me begin with the quarterly performance. During Q1 FY27, revenue from operations was ₹13,457 million compared to 5,973 million in Q1 FY26, representing a year-on-year growth of 125.3%. EBITDA for the quarter was ₹2,548 million, increasing by 140.6% year-on-year. EBITDA margin improved to 18.9% from 17.7% in Q1 FY26. The improvement in operating profitability was supported by the significant increase in business scale during the quarter. Higher volumes enabled better utilization of our manufacturing and operating infrastructure and supported better absorption of cost. Process improvements across operations also contributed to the efficiency. Importantly, we passed on a portion of these efficiency gains to customers through competitive pricing during the quarter. Despite sharing part of these benefits with the customers, we were able to retain sufficient efficiencies within the business. The expansion of our manufacturing capacity also supported the increase in scale. During the quarter, we commissioned the 2 gigawatt solar panel manufacturing facility at Ratlam. This increase of total solar panel manufacturing capacity is to 3.5 gigawatt. The facility is being ramped up in phases as volumes increase. Let me now discuss the impact of the fire incident at our Bawal facility during the quarter. The incident resulted in damage to building structures, plant and machinery, inventories and other assets with a net carrying value of Rs. 1,436 million. Accordingly, the company has recognized a provisional exception loss of Rs. 1,436 million during the quarter. The affected assets are adequately insured and the company has lodged its claims with the insurer. The assessment process is at an advanced stage, although it has yet to be fully completed. Based on the insurance coverage available, management expects to recover the entire net carrying value of the affected assets through the claims process. After accounting for this exceptional item, profit before tax for the quarter was Rs. 777 million. Reported profit after tax was Rs. 578 million with a margin of 4.3%. For a like-for-like understanding of the underlying performance, excluding the Bawal fire provision of Rs. 1,774 million on a post-tax basis, normalized PAT would have been Rs. 1,652 million. On this basis, normalized PAT margin was 12.3% compared to 11.3% in Q1 FY26. This represents a year-on-year increase of 144.5% in normalized PAT. Looking ahead, as the recently commissioned capacities ramp up, our focus will remain on maintaining operating discipline and managing costs as the business expands. That concludes my remarks on the financial performance. We can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Prithviraj from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congrats to the team for the great set of numbers. So first on the guidance, given, you know, we had an exceptional start in Q1, or should we look at the full year guidance? You know, there seems to be a lot of, the coverage or the installations of rooftop solar has been picking up quite sharply over the last few months. So how should we look at the full year revenue growth and profits?
So, sir, in the last quarter, as you rightly mentioned, we gave an 50% upside guidance for the complete annual year. And the efforts that we have put in during the last quarter, how we have expanded in terms of our manufacturing capacities or be expanding on the on our distribution network side. So we achieved 70% and it took a lot of effort. So, but as you rightly mentioned, that demand is increasing and a robust demand is there. So we would like to revise our guidance for the full year to 70% considering the robust demand which is there and the capacities that we are ready with in Ratlam. And we would like to also highlight one thing that we can trail this guidance in the coming quarters as the year progresses.
Got it. Second, you know, you have been doing a lot of backward integration, adding your own modules, cells, capacity, etc. See, eventually this will translate to better margins. So should we expect margins to go up, or you think margins will be capped at this level and instead you will pass on these benefits to the clients with respect to lower cost?
So you rightly mentioned and pointed out that having this DCR cell in-house manufacturing capacity and the rest of backward integration that we have did in the past, that definitely supports our margin profile. But we will also like to discount the fact that there are a lot of variable factors in the market in terms of raw material pricing. And you have already covered our point that we will be passing on whatever margin gain that we will be gaining. So we would like to continue our previous guidance of margins from sustainable to improve.
Okay. And final question on the new policy annual series in framework, etc. What is your expectation? You know, by when can we expect government announcement on the 2.0 scheme of rooftop solar?
Sir, as per our knowledge, it is still under discussion, but government is actively working on it, as we have seen it at various media platforms. So we are hopeful that they will come up soon with the PM Surya Ghar 2.0 scheme on this side. As you are already aware that government is actively working to promote the renewable space, and they have a target of having 300 gigawatt solar in India by 2030. So the government will be aggressive on that side. That is our belief.
Thanks, that's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Archit Agarwal with Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Speakers, hello. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
First of all, congratulations on good set of number.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Sir, my question is, you have previously said that when capacity is available, you may pass some of the integration benefit to customers to drive volume. Given the significant capacity now coming online, should investors expect EBITDA margin to remain around 18% to 19%, or could aggressive market share expansion lead to margin compression?
Yes, so I would like to reiterate that point only. So we will continue our margin guidance from sustainable to improve for the year.
Sorry?
I am saying, I am reiterating on that point, that we would like to continue our guidance on EBITDA margins from sustainable to improve. So we have reported a 18.9% margin to continue that.
Okay. And sir, the damage from the fire incident happened, so how much is recoverable from the insurance?
Sir, we are adequately covered. We have taken, considering the carrying value of the asset that got impacted, it is close to 143 crore. And we are sufficiently covered under that. And sir, on the progress on the claim side, that survey has already been done. And in the coming quarters, we believe that this claim should be settled by the end of this year. And on the loss side, whatever the maximum impact would have been taken, we have taken in this quarter only. So once the claim settles, you will see recovery of the complete loss that we have suffered during this incident.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Anuj Pardiyai with Investec. Please go.
Hey, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on great set of results. So my first question is on your cell plant, which has already been operational. Can you mention that what stabilization that plant has reached as of now?
But it is operating at 80% plus utilization right now.
Great. So fair to assume, sir, this quarter we benefited from this DCR plant even at 80%, and once this goes up further, then you know, the margin can move further from here on.
We are hopeful, but as you mentioned, as I mentioned in the previous question as well, that variable factors are there in terms of raw material pricing, and to achieve the scale that we are operating it, we will share that margin benefit with our existing and new customers.
No, fair enough. Secondly, you know, we are consistently scaling up our channel partner network. You know, like we are, last quarter, I guess we were close to 8,900. Now that number has crossed 10,000. Could you just elaborate which are the new areas where we have added this channel partners, or at least the regions which we are catering to?
Yes. So, in the presentation, we gave a map where we state-wise we gave a detailing about that what states are covered and what states are undergrowing states. So in the previous quarter, two states in this immediate quarter, we have added two new more states from growing category to covered, which is one is Odisha and the another one is Uttarakhand. So the definition of coverage is that we have one distributor in each district and one service engineer, almost.
Okay. And any status on the upcoming TOPCon facility? You mentioned that it would be up by Q1, but just to get a broader sense on equipment ordering or any development over there.
The building is completed, and orders for the machine have also been given.
Thank you, Prashant. That's helpful. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are audible.
Yes.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand, I mean, from the industry perspective, can you throw some light? So what sort of opportunity size we are looking in rooftop? I mean, what would be the industry size right now, and how do you expect it to grow? So some sense on that would be very helpful. Yeah.
Yes. So we can see this number at three levels, sir. At the overall potential level, so there was one report from Council of Energy where they gave around more than 630 gigawatt of rooftop solar potential is there. That is the one number. And another number that we are seeing is that overall target of solar set by the government is to have 300 gigawatt of solar capacity by FY30. And out of that 300, we believe that 90 to 100 gigawatt will come from the rooftop solar itself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second number of 100 gigawatt of rooftop solar by 2030. And the third number is the actual capacity which is installed till now. So till now, I believe over 30 gigawatt is being already installed in this rooftop solar industry. And out of that, PM Surya Ghar Mukti Bijli Yojana is also one of the biggest catalysts in this side. And around 15 gigawatt has come from that only. And we believe that additional 15 gigawatt is also there in phase one of this PM Surya Ghar Mukti Bijli Yojana scheme. As out of 1 crore houses, 50 lakh houses are already covered.
I missed the last line. So out of how many?
I'm saying, sir, that in the first phase of PM Surya Ghar Mukti Bijli Yojana, government set a target to cover at least 1 crore household, and out of that, government has achieved 50%, which translates to 50 lakh houses.
Okay, understood. And so now, till now, 30 gigawatt solar rooftop capacity has been installed, and you expect that it to go to 90 to 100 gigawatt by 2030?
Yes.
Right? And generally for 1 gigawatt solar top, so what's the realization we generally get?
Realization, sir, if you...
Or 1 megawatt. Yeah.
So generally we see it at a per watt. How we measure it, we see it as a per watt realization. So for a system with battery, generally this cost comes to close to 26 to 30 rupees per watt.
26 to 30 rupees per watt.
Per watt, okay. Yes, including panel, inverter, and battery. Depends what battery you have purchased, first thing, what panel you have purchased, whether DCR and non-DCR, and whether your system is without battery or with battery. So that's why I'm giving a range. Generally, it's 26 to 30 rupees.
Home cost.
Okay, understood. Okay, yeah, that would be it from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Himanshu Bisani with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, Himanshu. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a great performance and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question on the lines of margins. Sir, in your opening comments, you mentioned that the EBITDA margins have been a factor of, you know, increased scale and better absorption of fixed cost. Just wanted to understand this downward movement in the prices of solar modules. How does that impact our margins? And obviously, that was offset by the operating leverage that kicked in. How much is that is sustainable, and if prices continues to go down, what can be our margins?
So you rightly mentioned that in non-DCR this fact is applicable, because in non-DCR margins are depleted, but since we have now this DCR in-house solar cell, so the margin profile that we are carrying of 18% to 90%, we are hopeful that we will continue to sustain this and rather improve it in the coming quarters. So the guidance remains the same as per the previous quarter, of from sustainable to improve.
Understood, sir. And so what kind of utilizations we are looking at for the new 2 gigawatt facility, power electronics facility that came?
We are ready with the capacity, as we have already commissioned for 2 gigawatt solar panel, and recently in the month of August we also installed 2 gigawatt inverter. But initially we will start with the one shift only. And as the demand increases in the coming quarter, as the demand scales up, we are also doing the testing of the lines parallelly. So if demand scales up further, we are ready with the capacities and we can meet that demand. So initially, you, in terms of figure, you can take close to 40% to 50% utilization of the capacity of the plant.
Got it, sir. Now, question on Suryagar Yojana. So the scheme has already covered around 5 million of the 10 million household target. And do you think that we will be able to cover the target by 2027? According to you, how do you see the on-ground work? And secondly, you mentioned in the opening comments about Suryagar 2.0 with some lines around BESS. And in previous calls, we have mentioned about exploring BESS as an opportunity. So if you can throw some more light on that, how do you see that opportunity and what does that can bring to our books?
Sir, if you see the scale, the run rate of rooftop solar adoption under the scheme, it has scaled up a lot, and the current run rate is close to 1 gigawatt per month installation per month under this scheme only. So definitely the scale of adoption has increased, and we believe it will further increase. That is the answer to your first question. And now on the second question that you asked about the 2.0, so at various media platforms we are seeing that government is discussing about it, and it should come up, as there is a lot of potential, as we discussed in one of the questions asked by another investor. So we believe, since the potential is huge, government will definitely come up with new policies and new provisions to support adoption of rooftop solar.
Understood, sir. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vinay Lakhera with Ratna Triad Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question was on the line of the acquisition. Can you give some details of the Zayo Energy Private Limited acquisition, maybe in terms of what kind of impact we can see in margins or cost savings, and the deal details, if you can.
Next year.
Apart from the margin, the primary objective of to invest in these companies is to ensure our backward integration objective, so that the supply of the raw material is continuous and the bottleneck can be removed. On the margin side, we will come up with a number as the quarter progresses. Right now, the company is in the stages of acquiring the land, and maybe in a year or so, they will complete the land and acquisition and the construction process. In the coming quarters, we will come up with the margins improvement side, if any, that would be there. Margin is not the primary objective while we are.
Okay. What would be the size of this deal, if you have any details on that?
Just to give an approximate idea, at this stage, I believe it will be overall capex that will be needed for these plants will be close to 180 to 200 crore. That's an idea right now. We will come up with the final numbers in the coming quarter.
Okay. And my next question was on the capacity utilization part. So we have DCR and non-DCR capacity for solar panels. So can you give us a split of capacity utilization, and moving forward, how do you see the sustainable rates for these?
We have 1 gigawatt of solar cell capacity, and so whatever we are manufacturing, we are utilizing in-house to sell these to DCR customers, who wants DCR solar panels. And on the panel side, so the machines are fungible. They can use DCR, non-DCR, both the solar cells. The capacity that we have right now is close to 1.6 gigawatt in the plant other than Ratlam, and recently we have commissioned 2 gigawatt in Ratlam. So till 1 gigawatt we can have solar cell in-house. If the demand is high, as we are buying it right now also from outside, we can procure DCR from the existing vendors as well.
So on the panel level calculation, like what kind of capacity utilization we can see?
Utilization right now it's close to 70%, the capacity that we are having, excluding Ratlam, if you see, because Ratlam we are right now operating in one shift. So at the other plants, the capacity utilization is close to 70% and 80%. And coming to the split side, as I mentioned to you, you can use the machines, same machine for both DCR panel and non-DCR panel, both.
Okay. And sir, on the growth part only, so beyond, for example, we have performed really well for the last two quarters, and also we are seeing that PM 2.0 coming, Surya Ghar Oja. So apart from that, do you see any growth areas where the company is focusing, for, especially for after like 1 and 1.5 years, from where the major growth can be seen? Somewhere like lithium ion or battery side?
So 2 gigawatt lithium ion batteries we are already installing in our Ratlam plant. And so you can say in other way, like we are already there in the residential BESS. At the for the large scale BESS, we are having something in our mind, and we will definitely cover this in the coming quarters guidance, that how we will go into that sector. We are thinking about it, and we are also drafting our plans for that.
And so the focus is still on the residential rooftop, right? Not the industrial part.
Yes, the primary focus is on that side. As you can see, that our 90% of our revenue is from B2C channel network only. So the primary target is on that side only.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sanjay with Ampersand. Please go ahead.
Yes, so thank you a lot for the opportunity and congratulations.
Mr. Sanjay, sorry for interrupting. We cannot hear you. Can you come a little closer and speak?
Tubular battery.
Yes, now we can. Please go ahead.
So this tubular battery factory which did not operate because of fire, and you had to trade in, was that did that have some kind of negative impact on your gross margin?
Gross margin, yes.
To a certain extent, the answer is yes, sir. Because so whatever material margin that we were saving having in-house tubular battery capacity was not there, and so that at the gross margin level, definitely it got reduced when we were procuring tubular batteries from outside vendors.
And what could it be? Any quantification? No.
The tubular battery is generally 10% of our revenue, and we believe that at company level, the impact at the gross margin level will be below 0.5%.
Understood. My second question is that if you can just help us understand that definitely your company is growing faster than the industry, but if you can just give a color about how the industry year on year and quarter on quarter compared to yourself, and what kind of market share you have, is it sufficient to say that your market share is now about 8 to 10%?
Officially, it's very difficult to confirm on the market share side, but we believe that in terms of inverters that we are contributing in the rooftop solar market, and now we are also supplying DCR panels. So we believe that we are, as you rightly mentioned, we are having around 10% of on-grid market share.
Okay, but how is, I mean, just want to get a sense of your market share gain. that are you growing way faster than industry or not?
So the growth in terms of the distribution network is relatively high, as you rightly mentioned. So that's why you are seeing this growth more than industry. Because we are acquiring new geographical locations, we are adding new distributors in our network.
Understood, understood. And lastly, is it seasonally this kind of spike is usual for quarter four, one compared to quarter four, or is it more because of the capacity that you added that you saw such a high growth compared to quarter four?
Sir, can you please repeat the question?
So your growth in quarter one compared to Q4 was really high compared to any time in the past. So what I am trying to understand is that how much of the growth was because of seasonality and how much is it because of the initiative that you took?
So it's a mix of both the factors. So from 8,900 channel partners, we have moved to more than 10,100. So definitely we have added new customers. And we have reached out to new geographies, as I informed that in the previous question, that we have added two new states in our covered category, Odisha and Uttarakhand. And demand is there already, definitely is there. As you mentioned, that industry growth is there. So industry is growing with a growth rate of 40%. So it's a mix of both the factors, definitely.
Understood. Thanks and congratulations once again for growing almost more than twice the rate of industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Sagar Shah with Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
First of all, many congratulations to the entire team of Fujiyama actually for delivering such excellent set of earnings. I have some few questions, sir. My first question was that in this particular quarter, the revenue growth was actually quite robust. It was so in this quarter, what was the contribution from the Ratlam plant? Actually, can you quantify that? Have we started using the Ratlam solar panel plant also, solar panel unit also?
It will be relatively on a lower side because we capitalized this plant on 14th of May only. So only it was available only for 1.5 months. So if you see at a percentage level, it will be very on the lower side.
Okay, fine. So basically this growth was largely contributed by the solar panels that we have in Noida, right? In Noida, and the growth was largely contributed by lithium-ion batteries and the solar inverters, right?
So we sell it as a package, so it's a mix of all three. Good part is that earlier we were not having DCR panel, as we were dependent on the external vendors to give us the DCR solar cell. So since right now we have this DCR panel, so along with panel, now there is a definitely increase in sale of inverter and batteries.
Okay, so basically because of the realization, especially on the mono per DCR, that is how we got the higher realization. That's what you say.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, my second question was related to this Bhawal fire insurance. How long are you expecting the claim to be actually the claim to be refunded actually at your end? It will take 6 months or 9 months or even further.
So we had made a good progress. Survey is already done and surveyor is finalizing his report. So we believe that by the end of this financial year, we will get the claim amount.
Okay, fine, sir. Now my last question, sir, was related to the segmental revenue. First of all, if you can, if you have the data, if you can just quantify what segments actually did we clock the revenue. And secondly, my suggestion to the management is that going ahead in the investor presentation, if you can quantify that between the segments, which how much revenue came actually for further transparency and clarity for the investors, so that the company's products can also be highlighted along with, obviously, everybody knows that Fujiyama sells as a combo, as a portfolio, but still, it would really help the investors to understand your expertise in actually, and actually your SKUs also regarding the same. How critical are they in the future?
Okay, sir, Pawan side. तो सर बेसिकली मेन तो एक तो ये है कि हम क्योंकि एफपीजीएस बेचते हैं और इसमें ना वेरिएबल फैक्टर्स बहुत है प्रोडक्ट पोर्टफोलियो को लेके, डीसीआर है, नॉन डीसीआर है, बैटरी में लेड एसिड है, लिथियम आयन है, इन्वर्टर में ऑन ग्रिड है, ऑफ ग्रिड है, हाइब्रिड है, उसमें भी फर्दर बहुत ज्यादा चीजें हैं। अब इसमें ना देखिए काफी अगर हम सेगमेंट वाइज देंगे ना कंफ्यूजन काफी ज्यादा हो जाता है। अब मैं एग्जाम्पल के लिए बताता हूँ आपको, अगर हम मेगावाट की टर्म्स में देखें तो हमारा इन्वर्टर पैनल से डबल है। अगर मान लो 1 GW हम पैनल बेचते हैं तो इन्वर्टर हम 2 GW बेचते हैं। अगर रिवेन्यू देखेंगे तो पैनल का रिवेन्यू कहीं ज्यादा आएगा इन्वर्टर से, क्योंकि पर वाट जो रिवेन्यू जो इसका रियलाइजेशन होता है पैनल में वो कहीं ज्यादा होता है। तो इसमें है ना कंफ्यूजन काफी ज्यादा हो जाते हैं जब हम इस तरह से बात करते हैं। तो इसलिए हमने थोड़ा सा शुरू में किया, लेकिन जब इन्वेस्टर साइड से जब क्वेश्चन आते हैं तो मोर और लेस वो लगता है कि घूम फिर के वो मतलब के काफी ज्यादा कंफ्यूजन क्रिएट कर दे रहे हैं। तो इसलिए हमने थोड़ा सा उस चीज को हटाया। और इसमें किस तरफ मार्केट जा रही है ना, ये तो काफी चीजों पे डिपेंड करता है कि हम किस ज्योग्राफी में जा रहे हैं। यूपी में कुछ और डिमांड है, अगर वही हम बंगाल वेस्ट बंगाल में जाएंगे तो कुछ और तरह की डिमांड है। और जब हम अर्बन को ज्यादा टीयर 1 को ज्यादा पिक करेंगे तो वहां पे ऑन ग्रिड की ज्यादा डिमांड आएगी, और वहीं रूरल को ज्यादा पिच करेंगे तो ऑफ ग्रिड की ज्यादा डिमांड आएगी। तो मिक्स एंड मैप बहुत है। इसी तरह से लिथियम में जब लिथियम के प्राइस फ्लक्चुएट करने लगते हैं, अगर थोड़ा ऊपर जाने लगते हैं तो लेड एसिड का शेयर बढ़ जाता है, और जब लिथियम के रेट नीचे आते आते तो लिथियम का शेयर बढ़ जाता है। तो इतने ज्यादा वेरिएबल्स है कि हर महीने ये रेशियो सारे के सारे चेंज हो जाते हैं। तो इसलिए हमने थोड़ा सा इन चीजों को अवॉइड किया बेसिकली, ताकि कंफ्यूजन ज्यादा ना
ओके
हो। और बात रहती है देखिए
ये
हमारी, हाँ जी बताइए।
हाँ प्लीज कंटिन्यू सर।
जी मेन है कि गाइडेंस का जो हमारा रिवेन्यू बेस्ड गाइडेंस है वो हम करेंगे ट्रैक करने की पूरी, मतलब जो हम बोलेंगे तो उसको कोशिश करेंगे उससे बेटर परफॉर्म करें।
ओके सर। सर माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन, हमारे 950+ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स से लास्ट क्वार्टर में, अभी ये क्वार्टर में अभी हम 1150 क्रॉस कर चुके हैं। तो 200 डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स ये हमने नए स्टेट्स में लगाए हैं या फिर हमारे जो ओरिजिनल स्टेट्स में जहां हमारी इतनी अच्छी प्रेजेंस है वहीं लगाए हैं?
दोनों ही है सर, एग्जिस्टिंग में भी बढ़ रहे हैं और नया एरिया भी कवर कर रहे हैं।
जैसे दो स्टेट्स का मेंशन, टू स्टेट इन द प्रीवियस क्वेश्चन, उड़ीसा एंड उत्तराखंड। सो वी हैव ब्रॉट दीज टू स्टेट्स अंडर द कैटेगरी ऑफ कवर्ड। सो द डेफिनेशन ऑफ कवर्ड इज दैट वी हैव वन डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर इन ऑलमोस्ट ईच डिस्ट्रिक्ट एंड वन सर्विस इंजीनियर फॉर ईच डिस्ट्रिक्ट। सो इन दीज टू स्टेट्स वी हैव इंक्रीज रैपिडली इन टर्म्स ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर।
और इसमें सर फ्यूजियामा के भी कुछ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर बढ़ रहे हैं एग्जिस्टिंग एरियाज में, तो वो भी इसलिए भी नंबर ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर ऐड हो रहे हैं।
ओके ओके फाइन सर, फाइन, आई विल कम बैक इन। थैंक यू सो मच एंड थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी।
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Shweta Jain with Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Most of my questions have been asked actually. Just wanted to understand, so what's the company strategy to further increase the distribution channel? Like, what is the target that we're looking for FY27 and
FY28? Whatever we have done earlier to increase our distribution channel, we are continuing the same strategy, same policy, that we keep on tracking the new MNRE portal registered vendors and targeting them to get in UTL Solar or Fujiyama Solar brand, And also, we are targeting the inverter battery dealers who are doing the business and converting them to be our distributors or dealers. That's what we are doing, and we are doing it rigorously.
So any target that we are looking at for FY27, FY28?
So whatever rate we are growing, we will keep, I hope we will be keeping the same growth rate.
Okay.
At the end of 28, we believe more than 1,500, sir.
15,000.
Total
network. Also including Shopee.
Yes, yes. Including Shopee, dealer and distributor, 15,000.
Okay. And so on the CAPEX front, sir, how much have we incurred so far and what is expected to be spent?
On the CAPEX front, ma'am, just give me a moment. When we start this year, we were close to 800 including CBIL. And we are, for by the end of this year, it will be close to 1300.
1300 crores for FY27.
Yeah, no, I'm talking in terms of cumulative. So,
okay.
Gross block.
Gross block only.
Gross block.
Including CBIL depend.
Sorry?
So, just to give you an idea what we have added here, we have added our solar cell plant that is coming up to 1.2 gigawatt capacity. Okay. And other miscellaneous like solar park and the batch that we will be adding.
This does not include Zio Energy.
No.
Okay.
Next year.
That will flow on to next year, so not this year. Is that so?
Yeah.
The
yes.
I think 200 crores is what we spoke about last in previous call.
Yes.
200. मैं एक बार क्लियर कर देता हूँ मैम. Total capex 200 का होगा वहाँ पर जायो में, जिसमें से फ्यूजियामा का शेयर 50% रहेगा. एंड उसमें भी कुछ डेट और इक्विटी का पोर्शन रहेगा. तो ओवरऑल जो फ्यूजियामा का इक्विटी पोर्शन अगर हम देखेंगे जो मतलब वहां पर जाएगा तो वो काफी कम जाएगा. अगेन यू कैन अज्यूम 50 करोड़ बेसिकली.
अच्छा ठीक है. थैंक यू सो मच सर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Next question comes from the line of Diana with Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on PM Suryagar scheme. So the acceptance rate for applications of this scheme is currently at 56%. And even the loans are not getting sanctioned for everyone who is applying. So what do you think are the challenges faced here, you know, in the industry, and how do you think PM Suryagar 2.0 will solve this?
Okay, मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि किसी को मिल रहा है किसी को नहीं मिल रहा. अभी बेसिकली मेन है कि कंपोनेंट्स की शॉर्टेज है, डीसीआर पैनल की शॉर्टेज है, उतना सप्लाई नहीं है जिसकी वजह से थोड़ा डिले चल रहा है. अदरवाइज तो मतलब काफी पुश है गवर्नमेंट का डिस्कॉम के ऊपर भी, अप्रूवल का हर चीज का टेस्ट लगा हुआ है. थोड़ा सा ये है कि कभी कभी लोगों का लोन पास होने में थोड़ा टाइम लग जा रहा है, या फिर उधर से उनको सप्लाई या जो रेट पे वो चाहते हैं कि मटेरियल मिल जाए उस रेट पे नहीं मिलता, तो चीजें हो रही है कि एप्लीकेशन काफी ज्यादा पेंडिंग दिख रही है. पर ऐसा कुछ नहीं है कि गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से ऐसा है कि जी वो डिले करना है या डिस्कॉम की तरफ से है कि डिले करना है, और गवर्नमेंट का काफी पुश है और ये इसको और फास्ट ट्रैक पे जैसे जैसे सेल की कैपेसिटीज आ रही है डीसीआर सेल की कैपेसिटीज, तो ये एडॉप्शन और फास्ट होगा इसमें.
Got it, sir. And my second question is, this 2.0, will it have additional 30 gigawatt and will it be given to everyone or certain lower income households? So what is your view on this? How will this 2.0 come? Will it be same as 1.0? Any idea on that?
हाँ, लोअर इनकम ग्रुप का अभी हमारे को आइडिया भी नहीं था, बट आपने बताया तो उस सेगमेंट में हम ऑलरेडी काम कर रहे हैं। 1 KVA का सिस्टम हमारा 50,000 की रेंज में, और आज भी वो मोस्ट रनिंग आइटम है हमारी बेसिकली। तो मतलब हम वो ऑफ ग्रिड में काफी ज्यादा बेचते हैं, और ऑन ग्रिड में भी 1 KVA का सिस्टम हमने पीछे लॉन्च किया है, और जो माइक्रो इन्वर्टर जिसको हम कहेंगे, और अभी काफी सारे टेंडर्स भी गवर्नमेंट के निकल रहे हैं, उसमें भी हम पार्टिसिपेट भी कर रहे हैं, और उसमें जो लोग पार्टिसिपेट कर रहे हैं एज ए OEM भी हम उसमें सप्लाई करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं। तो वो भी काफी हमारा काफी एक, क्योंकि इंडिजीनियस अगर आप डिजाइन देखेंगे माइक्रो इन्वर्टर में, एंड वी मतलब हम फर्स्ट है जिन्होंने ये डेवलप भी किया और अप्रूवल्स भी ले रहे हैं हम इन सब पे।
Got it, sir. But any 2.0, about any idea on 2.0, ki whether it will come for all the households or any division will be there, and any idea on that?
अभी इसमें क्लैरिटी नहीं है कि क्या करने वाले हैं, बस अभी थोड़ा सा ये क्लैरिटी आई है कि इसमें बैटरी को, क्योंकि जो दिन में पावर ज्यादा हो जा रही है और रात को कम हो जा रही है, तो उसके लिए बैटरी को भी साथ में इसमें ऐड करने वाले हैं, और हम लोग तो 30 साल से बैटरी बेस्ड सिस्टम में काम कर ही रहे हैं, तो वी थिंक अगर ये स्कीम आती है तो हमारे लिए काफी अच्छा रहेगा।
ओके, गॉट इट सर, दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू।
Mr. Kumar, please go ahead. Mr. Kumar, please unmute yourself and go ahead. Since there is no reply from the line of Mr. Kumar, we'll move to the next participant. That is Abhi Jain with AJ Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Jain, please go ahead.
Hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
My question was that, you know, in the last investor question, you said that this year ending gross block would be 1300 crores. And I've been seeing in the last 3-4 years, our fixed asset turnover is close to about 4x, or the gross asset turnover is also close to about 4x. So that's, is it safe to assume that FY27, we'll be nearing about 5,000 odd crores of revenue? And this 500 additional crores of capex that you will be doing this year, what percentage of it would be equity dilution? What percentage of that would be debt? That is my first question.
Sir, on the revenue guidance side, we have upgraded our guidance, which was initially 50% upside to 70% for this year. We will trail it further in the coming quarters as the demand grows and as our revenue grows. And on the second question you asked about the gross block of 1300, so it is inclusive of our solar cell plant and Ratlam capacities that will be completed. And on the asset turnover side, so solar cell plant that we have added is more from a margin point of view rather than on the revenue side. So this is, and the third question, can you please repeat the third question that you asked?
So I just wanted to understand the 500 crores of capex that you'll be incurring in this year. What part of it would be equity dilution and what part of it would be debt?
So there would be no equity dilution as such in this year. And on the debt side, out of this 200 crore will be from the debt side.
And 300 crores would be cash from business?
We have around, when we started this year, we have around 100 crore in our books from the IPO. So 100 crore from will be from there, and the rest 200 will be from our own funds.
Secondly, I wanted to understand, you know, in terms of the long-term, you know, viability of the business, when this subsidy and the scheme Suryaghar Yojana reaches a very critical mass. So I just want to understand that looking at FY28 and FY29, how will you sustain growth? Where do you see growth coming from? How do you see your business shaping up into? So can you just help me understand 3-4 years from now, how will the business look like? Where will growth come from? And how do you, you know, save yourself from this becoming a more commoditized business? That is what I wanted to understand.
Actually, we started the solar in year 2008,
at that time the subsidy was not in our mind. We were trying to fulfill the demand which was there, but the product was not there. We developed the product, we given the market the solution it needed in terms of off-grid solar, and we made the network into villages of India, rural areas and semi-urban areas, and this has been very long time we are working on solar systems. So in this process we have developed a lot of products which the market needs, and we developed the network where it matters the most, and the service network, the sales network, the people we need. So this is the solar is into our roots. So when the subsidy came, it gave us a very good push that what we were doing came up with a good result. And if the subsidy goes away, which we don't expect it will happen very soon, because the there are 35 crores houses in India, and the government target of PM Surya Ghar Yojana was for 1 crore only, which is 50% covered yet. So PM Surya Ghar Yojana 2.0 is also coming. So we don't expect that it will go away very soon. Even if it goes, we have very good roots into solar, and we expect that the people who have come seeing this solar subsidy into the market, they will fade away and we will sustain, and we should get better market share in this case.
इसमें सर मेजर देखने का ये है सर, अगर 2047 तक अगर इंडिया को डेवलप्ड कंट्री बनना है तो पावर की जो रिक्वायरमेंट है वो काफी आने वाली है, और डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड सोलर है ना डबल एफिशिएंट है सर बेसिकली. अगर आप देखेंगे कि जब गुजरात में और राजस्थान में जब पावर 3 रुपए में डिस्कॉम को दी जाती है और वो 6 रुपए में बेचती है तो वो कहते हैं हम लॉस में है. तो डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड सोलर या रूफटॉप सोलर डबल एफिशिएंट है इस हिसाब से, क्योंकि जहां पर हम जनरेट कर रहे हैं वहीं पर कंज्यूम कर रहे हैं, डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन लॉसेस जीरो है. आरओआई बहुत अच्छा आता है सर इसका, और हम जो देख रहे हैं आज की डेट में, जो हम आज से 5-10 साल पहले देखते थे इन्वर्टर का जो ट्रेंड था कि कोई भी घर बनता है तो वो कहते थे कि मुझे एक बार इलेक्ट्रीशियन को भेज देना और हमें ये देखना है कि इन्वर्टर की वायरिंग ठीक से हो जाए, मतलब कि कल को मुझे इन्वर्टर लगवाना हो. तो वही ट्रेंड आज हम देख रहे हैं कि कोई नया घर बनता है तो वो कहता है कि एक बार मेरे घर पे किसी को भेज दें, छत पे देख लेंगे मुझे सोलर लगवाना है तो उसके लिए मुझे क्या इंतजाम करना है. तो मेन है कि अवेयरनेस की कमी थी, जो अवेयरनेस की कमी सब्सिडी ने दूर की है. सब्सिडी में ऐसा नहीं है कि कस्टमर को बेनिफिट पूरा का पूरा मिल गया सब्सिडी के नाम का, मेन है अवेयरनेस उससे बहुत आ गई है. और ये अवेयरनेस आने से मेन इकोनॉमिक्स इसके जो है ना वो बहुत अच्छे है. अगर सब्सिडी खत्म भी हो जाती है इन फ्यूचर, ठीक है मार्जिन कम होंगे, बट ये है कि 3 से 4 साल में पैसा पूरा हो जा रहा है. इकोनॉमिक्स इतने अच्छे है कि कोई भी इसको इसके प्रति आंख बंद नहीं कर रख सकता इन फ्यूचर. तो मोमेंटम ये रहेगा. मेन है कि गांवों तक सर्विसेज देना और कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव सर्विस देना, वो नेटवर्क जिसका बन गया है तो वो उसका मार्केट शेयर अपने आप आ जाएगा. उसमें कुछ ऐसा मतलब कि स्पेशली करने की जरूरत नहीं है. हाँ मैंने कि कस्टमर को खुश रखना है सर्विस देके, तो वो कर लिया तो मार्केट शेयर मिल जाएगा. सेल पे एफर्ट नहीं, सर्विस पे एफर्ट लगाने की जरूरत है इसमें.
सर ये थोड़ा BIS का बताएंगे, जो नॉन कंप्लायंसेस हुआ है, जो इश्यूज हुए हैं, आपको लगता है वन टाइम है या मतलब इससे आपकी रेटिंग पर या फिर उसमें इश्यू हो सकता है आगे जाकर, वो थोड़ा समझाएंगे कि कितना बड़ा एक रिस्क हो सकता है आगे जाके.
बिल्कुल, तो मैं एक्सप्लेन कर देता हूँ सर. हमारे पास है ना लगभग 500 SKU है, जिसमें से आप ये एक रफली समझने के लिए हम ये मान लेते हैं 250 BIS की कैटेगरी में फॉल करते हैं और 50% नहीं फोन करते हैं. तो जब टीम आई हमारे पास तो उन्होंने 15 SKU आउट ऑफ 500 उन्होंने ऐसे आइडेंटिफाई किए जो उनके हिसाब से BIS की कैटेगरी में फोन करते थे और हमारे हिसाब से नहीं करते थे एज पर देयर डेफिनेशन, एंड वी एक्सप्लेन द सेम इन आवर रिप्लाई. तो अगर आप देखेंगे तो हालांकि उसके बाद हमने उस पर भी BIS ले लिया. BIS लेने का तरीका ये है कि जो हमारे प्रोडक्ट है वो NABL सर्टिफाइड लैब से हम प्रोडक्ट को टेस्ट करवाएं और उनको दे दें कि ये हमारा टेस्टिंग हो गया है, तो वो हमारे को बी आई एस सर्टिफिकेशन दे देंगे, बस इतना सा करना है उसमें, तो वो हमने करवा लिया है अब उसके बाद। एंड आप देखेंगे अगर हमारे पास, आप हमारे बुक्स में देखेंगे 500 करोड़ का अगर स्टॉक होगा तो उसमें से 2 करोड़ का उन्होंने वो आइटम आइडेंटिफाई की थी, जो कि हमारे पूरे प्रोडक्ट मिक्स का अगर आप देखेंगे लेस देन 1% वो ओवरऑल आइटम बनती है। तो इससे आप देख सकते हैं, तो उन्होंने सारा चेक किया तो वो 15 प्रोडक्ट उन्होंने आइडेंटिफाई किए बेसिकली, जो उनके हिसाब से ऐसा था, वो नंबर ऑफ एसकीयू ज्यादा होने की वजह से ऐसा हुआ। तो ये एक इसको पूरी इसकी स्टोरी है, आप ये कह सकते हैं।
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Abhi Sehgal with Singularity AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to clarify on something asked in the previous question. You said 26 to 30 rupees per watt, including panel, inverter and battery, was the BOM.
Yes, sir. तो बेसिकली जो मिस्टर प्रशांत ने ये बताया, तो ये बताया इन्होंने एक डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर प्राइस जो हमारे यहाँ से बिल होता है बोम के रूप में, बिल ऑफ मटेरियल के रूप में, जिसमें आप ये कह सकते हैं कि जैसे एज एन एवरेज अगर आप 15 रुपए पैनल का पकड़े, 5 रुपए हम इन्वर्टर का पकड़े और 5 रुपए हम बैटरी का पकड़े, तो ऐसे लगभग 25 से 30 रुपए की रेंज में ये हो जाता है। लेकिन ये बहुत ज्यादा वेरी करता है डिपेंडिंग ऑन डीसीआर है, नॉन डीसीआर है, बैटरी लिथियम है, लेड एसिड है, ऑन सिस्टम ऑन ग्रिड है, ऑफ ग्रिड है, हाइब्रिड है, हाई एंड सिस्टम है, लो एंड सिस्टम है, फीचर्स लेस, फीचर्स रिच प्रोडक्ट है, तो डिपेंडिंग ऑन वेरियस फैक्टर्स ये काफी चीजें वेरी करती है। बट एट एन एवरेज, बट मतलब जो हमारा जो रिवेन्यू मिक्स होके पूरा समराइज होके आता है, तो वो इन्होंने एक्सप्लेन किया आपको, मतलब जो हमारे यहाँ से बिलो इसमें जीएसटी भी
एक तरह से आपका डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के लिए।
हाँ जी, हाँ जी, हमारे यहाँ से जो डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर को बिल होता है ये वो उन्होंने बताया आपको।
करेक्ट सर। And sir, one more question. Pardon my lack of your business. Just want to understand कि आपके business में differentiators क्या हैं as compared to a large solar module player जो अब inverters वगैरह और अपने kits भी launch कर रहे हैं।
देखिए सर, differentiator तो वी आर सोल्यूशन प्रोवाइडिंग कंपनी, मतलब बाकी लोग सप्लायर्स हो सकते हैं, हम सोल्यूशन प्रोवाइडिंग है। आप अगर किसी, फॉर एग्जाम्पल आप किसी के पास जाते हैं और आप कहते हैं कि तीन के, फॉर एग्जाम्पल आप जो भी बड़ा नाम आपके माइंड में होगा उनके ईपीसी या डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के पास जाएंगे तो आप पूछेंगे 3 kVA का सिस्टम मुझे लेना कितने का होगा, तो वो कहेगा 1,60,000 रुपए का या 1,70,000 रुपए का। हमारे डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर या शॉपी पे अगर आप जाएंगे, आप कहेंगे 3 kVA का सिस्टम कितने का है, तो वो आपसे सबसे पहले पूछेगा कि आपका बिजली का बिल कितने का आता है। अगर आप कहेंगे 2,000 का, वो कहेंगे आपको, और आगे फर्दर 4 क्वेश्चन और होंगे, पर 2,000 के वे से आपको सिस्टम 2 kVA का लगवाना चाहिए, ना कि 3 kVA का। अगर आप कहेंगे 5,000 का, तो आपको सिस्टम 5 kVA का लगवाना चाहिए। फिर वो पूछेंगे आपका पावर कट कितनी देर का है, अगर आपका पावर कट लेस देन 2 आवर्स का है तो सिस्टम डिफरेंट होगा, मोर देन 2 आवर्स का है तो सिस्टम डिफरेंट होगा। फिर आपका इस तरह से 4-5 क्वेश्चन होंगे, छत का एरिया कितना है, छत अपनी है या नहीं है, वगैरह वगैरह। तो ये एक डिफरेंशिएटर है। सेकंड चीज है सर्विसेज। तो हमारे जब डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के पास कोई जाता है तो वो कहता है, एक बड़ी कंपनी का नाम लेता है, मुझे उसका सिस्टम लेना है, तो वो कहते हैं कि सिस्टम उनका ले लो पर सर्विस की हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी नहीं है, फिर आप उसी कंपनी से बात करना। अगर यहाँ पर सिस्टम अगर आप यूटीएल का लेते हैं तो हमारी तो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है ही है, कंपनी का टोल फ्री नंबर भी है, आप दोनों को पकड़ सकते हैं। तो ये एक डिफरेंशिएटर है सर।
Got it, sir. Thank you. That was really helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Udit Sehgal with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations on continuing the growth path. Sir, in the Tata Power call, their CEO alluded that right now their rooftop solar business is something around 4,000 crores. And they see a potential of up to, say, 30,000 crores by 2030. I mean, is there that much of a potential and a growth runway ahead in this sector?
सर लगता तो हमें भी है इतना पोटेंशियल है पर हम थोड़ा सा बोलते नहीं है इतना तो थोड़ा ये ना लगे कि कुछ ज्यादा ही बोल रहे हैं बेसिकली लगता तो है हमें भी इतना है जी
मतलब इतना स्टार्टअप का स्कोप है आपको लग रहा आने वाले टाइम में
स्कोप तो सर देखिए मतलब कि किसी को लग, अगर आप इसे इकोनॉमिक्स को समझें तो कोई रीजन नहीं है ना कि ना लगवाए कोई बेसिकली
सर 1 करोड़ घरों का टारगेट था गवर्नमेंट का उसमें से 50 लाख लगा है और 35 करोड़ घर हैं तो पोटेंशियल तो क्लियरली है
अच्छा सेकेंडली सर ऑन द सोलर सेल फ्रंट हाउ आर वी प्लेस्ड द सेकेंड लाइन व्हिच वी वर सपोज्ड टू आई थिंक वी वर गोइंग फॉर टॉपकॉन लाइन राइट आई थिंक फ्रॉम व्हेन डू वी थिंक दैट कैन बी इंस्टॉल्ड बाय
जी Q1 मतलब हमने Q1 का ही टारगेट रखा है सर मतलब कि बेसिकली कमिंग ईयर मतलब जो भी आएगा बेसिकली आफ्टर 9 मंथ वी कैन से 9 और 8 मंथ नाउ 7.5 मंथ रिमेनिंग बेसिकली
ओके परफेक्ट सर थैंक यू सर एंड वी लुक फॉरवर्ड फॉर द सेम ग्रोथ पाथ फॉर नेक्स्ट 2-3 इयर्स होपफुली
थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू Next question comes from the line of Sagar Shah with Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, once again, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was related to your incremental investment in a couple of your companies actually. I'm talking of Zayo Cables and Zayo Energy. So, hum log ne abhi stake 19% se 50% we have increased. So they are, that is those companies are completely into the backward integration in which Fujiyama is not into. So what are your growth plans for this company? You already highlighted that 100 crore ka capex is there for these, I think Zayo Energy you told. But what is the growth outlook and what is the overall outlook? आप कैसा सोच रहे हैं ये जो companies के बारे में उसको integrate करने के लिए अपने business model में in FY 27 and FY 28?
नेक्स्ट ईयर सर इसकी प्रोडक्शन शुरू होगी अभी तो मतलब के अभी उन्होंने लैंड एक्वायर की है बेसिकली और नेक्स्ट 2-3 मंथ में बिल्डिंग्स बननी शुरू होगी मीनवाइल मशीन्स का ऑर्डर करेंगे तो विद इन वन ईयर का इन्होंने टारगेट रखा है अपना कि हम प्रोडक्शन शुरू करेंगे नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में आई थिंक हम ज्यादा एक्सपेक्ट तो नहीं कर सकते पर 400-500 करोड़ का हम एक टॉप लाइन हम एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं बेसिकली तो एक रहेगा बाकी तो मार्जिन वगैरह पे तो जैसे कंपनी ऑपरेशनल होगी तो फिर नेक्स्ट ईयर ही गाइडेंस दी जा सकती है सर
पर सर ये प्रोडक्ट्स दैट विल बी सोल्ड अलोंग विद फुजियामा के प्रोडक्ट्स के साथ आप बेचेंगे कि ये प्रोडक्ट्स अलग से बेचे जाएंगे मार्केट में एक अलग ब्रांड नेम के उससे
नहीं वो जायो अपना एज ए ओईएम सप्लाई करेगी वो फ्यूजियामा को भी सप्लाई करेगी और बाकी कंपनीज को भी सप्लाई करेगी सोलर पैनल की कंपनीज को
ओके ओके फाइन सर थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स ऑन द लाइन ऑफ अमित कुमार विद डिटरमाइंड इन्वेस्टमेंट्स प्लीज गो अहेड
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on an exceptional growth momentum. My first question, this lead acid battery plant, जहाँ पे थोड़ा fire आपका हुआ है, so 2Q, 3Q anyway are seasonally weak quarters, demand वैसे भी थोड़ी कम रहती है, but fourth quarter is typically the high quarter. By 4Q, shall we expect that this factory would be back online? When are you expecting this to restart?
ये तो रिस्टार्ट होने में सर टाइम लग जाएगा क्योंकि आफ्टर मतलब कि ये जो इंश्योरेंस का एक्टिविटीज है उसके बाद ही कुछ कर सकते हैं मीनवाइल एक और हमारा एक रनिंग प्लांट पे बातचीत चल रही है जो कि आई थिंक नेक्स्ट 1 मंथ तक मैच्योर हो जाएगी जो कि हम रेंटेड लेंगे बेसिकली चलती हुई कंपनी को तो उसको इमिडिएटली
सोर्सिंग कॉन्ट्रैक्ट होगा कि आप अक्वायर ही कर लेंगे प्लांट ही अक्वायर कर लेंगे
नहीं नहीं उसको हम रेंटेड ही लेंगे क्योंकि लेड एसिड का बैटरी का बिजनेस थोड़ा डाउनवर्ड है बेसिकली, तो उसको हम ज्यादा उस रेंट पे ही लेंगे.
अच्छा, लीज पे बेसिकली यू विल यू नो एक्सक्लूसिव लीज ऑफ सॉर्ट्स.
एक्विजिशन की तो काफी है पॉसिबिलिटीज मार्केट में, बट उसमें हम ज्यादा पैसा लगाना नहीं चाह रहे बेसिकली क्योंकि
दिस वुड बी एन एक्सक्लूसिव लीज, इट विल वर्क एक्सक्लूसिवली फॉर यू बेसिकली.
हाँ, हमें ऑपरेट करेंगे सर उसको रेंट पे लेके पूरी फैक्ट्री.
अंडरस्टूड सर, that is much appreciated. So just a follow up on one of the what a previous participant was also talking about, at least this off grid on grid or hybrid mein thoda sa agar breakup if it is possible to sort of share. So the only reason why we are basically asking is that till last year off grid would have been or was the major part of your business. And now that you have started, the DCR cells, obviously, you can go more aggressively in the on-grid and, hybrid markets. We are just sort of trying to understand, this kind of, 100%, growth that you are basically delivering. Is this entirely coming, because of your, entry and expansion into on-grid and, hybrid systems? या जो आपका ऑफ ग्रिड सिस्टम है उसमें भी अभी भी ग्रोथ आ रहा है बेसिकली. सो यू कैन जस्ट क्लैरिफाई विद रेस्पेक्ट टू दिस क्वार्टर ऑल्सो, यू गॉन फ्रॉम 600 करोड़ टू 1300 प्लस करोड़ इन टर्म्स ऑफ सेल्स. सो लास्ट ईयर आई प्रेज्यूम दैट 600 करोड़ वुड बी एंटायरली ऑन द बैक ऑफ योर ऑफ ग्रिड बिजनेस. तो उसमें ऑफ ग्रिड में मोटा मोटा क्या वहां पे बेसिकली ग्रोथ आ रहा है, व्हाट इज द ग्रोथ ट्रेजेक्टरी? एंड देन ऑब्वियसली अगर थोड़ा सा ब्रेकअप बेसिकली हमें मिल जाए बिटवीन ऑन ग्रिड ऑफ ग्रिड एंड हाइब्रिड फॉर दिस क्वार्टर, दैट बी वेरी हेल्पफुल.
ओके सर, तो बेसिकली मेन है कि फोकस हम जिधर करते हैं ना तो ग्रो वही चीज करती है. तो अब फोकस देखिए इस टाइम पे पीएम सूर्य अगर चल रहा है तो अगर कम एफर्ट्स में ज्यादा अगर आउटकम आता है तो फोकस तो उधर ही डालना चाहिए. ठीक है, तो अभी तो मेन फोकस मतलब इधर ही है ऑन ग्रिड की तरफ. अगर आप देखेंगे मतलब पहले मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि ऑफ ग्रिड नहीं बढ़ रहा, हाँ उतनी स्पीड से नहीं बढ़ रहा जितना ऑन ग्रिड बढ़ रहा है अभी
फिलहाल. बिकॉज ऑन ग्रिड एंड हाइब्रिड आर कम्प्लीटली न्यू, मतलब ऑन एन ईयरली बेसिस दे आर रिलेटिवली न्यू सिस्टम्स फॉर द कंपनी. बट दिस इज व्हाट आई एम बेसिकली ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड कि जो 600 करोड़ का पिछले साल ऑफ ग्रिड था मोस्टली मेजोरिटी है, मतलब लास्ट मेजोरिटी 90% 95% वुड बी ऑफ ग्रिड ओनली आउट ऑफ दैट. सो दैट हैज ऑल्सो स्टिल ग्रोन फॉर यू. आई मीन ऑब्वियसली मेजोरिटी ऑफ द ग्रोथ वुड
उसका रीजन था सर जो ऑफ ग्रिड था, क्योंकि ऑन ग्रिड में तो हम पार्टिसिपेट कर ही नहीं पा रहे थे क्योंकि हमारे पास डीसीआर नहीं था. हाँ, अब डीसीआर हमारे पास अपना है तो वहां पे हम ठीक से पार्टिसिपेट कर पा रहे हैं. तो डेफिनेटली अब ग्रोथ ऑन ग्रिड में ज्यादा है. ऑफ ग्रिड में भी डेफिनेटली इसलिए ज्यादा है क्योंकि वहां पर तो हम मतलब के कहीं ना कहीं मींस नंबर वन पे है ऑफ ग्रिड में कहीं ना कहीं, तो वहां पर भी ग्रोथ
तो है. तो जिस भी रूरल मार्केट में आप जा रहे होंगे ऑफ ग्रिड की भी डिमांड होगी वहां पे, मतलब आई थिंक.
देखिए सर, जो गांव में जिसको 50,000 रुपए से काम बन जाता है उसका और उसमें बैटरी भी आ जाती है तो वो तो बंदा 50,000 ही लगाएगा, वो ऑन ग्रिड पे नहीं जाएगा. 50,000 रुपए में 1 KVA का सिस्टम, एक नॉन डीसीआर पैनल और बैटरी, ये सब हम एंड कस्टमर के यहाँ जाकर लग जाता है और उसको 2-3 घंटे अगर उसकी लाइट जा रही है तो वो भी काम कर रहा है, तो वो सेगमेंट तो बिल्कुल अलग ही रहने वाला है. तो वो तो ग्रोथ अपनी उसकी अलग से सस्टेन है, लेकिन जो मेजर ग्रोथ अभी आई है इस क्वार्टर में अगर आप देखेंगे तो दैट इज बिकॉज ऑफ ऑन ग्रिड.
Understood. Thank you. Much appreciated this.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Kumar Garg for closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us today and for your continued interest in Fujiyama. We appreciate the confidence you placed in our company. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out our investor relationship advisors, Churchgate partners, and we will be glad to assist you. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Fujiyama Power Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.